This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Residents of the city of Chicago are going to see their phone bills go up at the end of the month, thanks to some higher fees being collected by their city government. The new revenue is supposed to be used to pay for 911 services, but it's a poorly kept secret that the money is going to be used to fund municipal employees' pensions. If one is politically cynical, the rationale works like this. If government raised the money by increasing property taxes, everybody would notice and then complain. But people are used to seeing taxes and fees tacked onto their phone bill, so who's going to notice another couple of bucks, right? Well, Marketplace's Dan Weisman, for one.
So first, yes, government officials do love to sneak taxes and fees into phone bills, and anywhere they can that isn't an actual tax bill. David Brunori is a professor at George Washington University and deputy publisher of Tax Analysts.
The bias is towards hiding taxes. That is true at every level of government. If you can, politicians would rather have you pay the tax and not know about it.
And yes, wireless phone bills in particular became a favorite hiding place.
Really, from 2003 till about 2012, we saw sort of a steady upward increase in wireless taxes and fees.
That's Scott Mackey, a consultant to the wireless industry with KSE Partners. He publishes reports on wireless tax rates from state to state, which vary a lot.
Chicago is going to feature prominently in the 2014 report.
He says the new fees there will make the effective tax rates on cell phones the country's highest. But somebody else is likely sneaking charges onto your phone bill, too. Your phone company. Mark David Seidel is a business professor at the University of British Columbia and the co-founder of a site dedicated to making sense of phone bills. So look at the section on your bill called Taxes and Fees.
The fact that it's grouped together and called Taxes and Fees instead of just Taxes is a really high signal that there's other stuff in there that's actually not mandated. It's just a company-specific fee.
Every company charges a different mix, and he says they change all the time. If you really want to know what you're paying and why, he recommends looking for a consumer advocate office in your state. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weisman for Marketplace.